This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. It's hour five of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, and I hope you are having an outstanding day. It is time now for the 6 o'clock sound-off, your one opportunity of the week to compete against your fellow Tolos for the best phone call of the night at 877-881-1053. There are just a couple of lines open. We're going to take all your calls. We will vote on which one we like the best. That will be your 6 o'clock sound-off champ. Now, there are three rules of the soundy. Number one, here we go.
I can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Yeah, that's right. You got to sound off like I got a pair. Rule number two, you only have 30 seconds. Rule number three, we won't tell you, but the hint is we're doing fine. And if you violate that rule, you'll hear the dial tone or just silence, depending on what kind of telephone device you're operating on here this evening. How you doing over there, Brian? You ready for this?
I'm ready to go.
You ready, Chief?
Should be an interesting one.
Oh, I'm fired up. Yeah, I'm ready to rock on this.
Me too. I want to see what these folks have to say. A lot to be frustrated about. A lot to be excited about. And again, the only rule is you sound off like you got a pair. And as we go to line one, I have no doubt in my mind our first participant knows the rules. It's your boy, Rodeo Ron, here in the nation. Sound off, Rodeo.
Stupid. No free agency. The only thing you're all in on is going to some woman's, random woman's house and having a baby and then not paying no damn child support. Come on, Jerry. You didn't sign no offensive lineman. You didn't sign no running back. Who'd you sign? How you all in? The only thing you're all in on is going to Harry Hines. Hey, here we go. If you're not going to Rodeo Ron, the D-Bag Nation, where the hell you at, baby?
Let's go, Rodeo Ron. The only thing you're all in on is going to somebody's house and having somebody else's baby. Is that what I just heard from Rodeo Ron?
You heard something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Came out swinging.
And he said something like, all in on Harry Hines or something like that.
All in on Harry Hines.
Crazy.
The only thing you're all in on is Harry Hines?
Wow.
Wow.
That is West Toxic.
It is a Tuesday.
I know. That's how Cowboys fans are feeling right now.
They're feeling bad.
I know. I think this is a potential pivot point in the history of this franchise and how much the fan base believes in them.
I don't agree with these guys, by the way, Jerry. Fantastic wingman, too, by the way.
You're making it clear that you're not going after Jerry Jones?
I'm not going after Jerry whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Derek,
we all make mistakes.
Okay. I get it. Derek, in Dallas, you're in the G-Bag Nation. And it's your turn now to sound off like you got a pair, sir.
Well, I never got a pair. I want to let y'all know that Jerry Jones is a genius. He got the best business plan in the world. I don't know what y'all all getting upset for, but he's a businessman. He's making money. That's what he do. That's what he's good at. Mm-hmm. Why change anything when everything's working perfectly? That's all I got to say.
I think you nailed it, Derek. Mm-hmm. That is definitely worth a knowledge bomb there, and it opens a line at 877-881-1053. A couple of calls towards, you know, the Jer Bear, of course. Brian Broad has established, I believe, over a month ago, maybe 6 weeks or so ago, that we do need to be looking at Steven for more of this blame game. You know, he's definitely deserves more than his fair share,
yep,
or than he's gotten at least.
Yep.
Okay, Roy in Irving. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off, Roy.
We're all in, baby. All in. I tell you what, these Jones family probably ain't no good at taking the team to the Super Bowl. But I tell you what, they sure are good at keeping these teams relevant. First, with that all-in comment,
yes,
everybody
sir.
Was talking about the Cowboys because they were all in. Now, with this not doing nothing in this free agency market, now they're all the talk again because they're not doing nothing after the all-in comment.
There you go.
These Jones brothers are geniuses.
Even when they do nothing, they're the talk of the town, Roy. That is an amazing call. They are all in on relevance no matter what they do. I do think, though, you know, 15 years or so ago, the idea that, oh, they're in it for the business, they're not in it to win, that was sort of an abstract comment like that your cowboy truther uncle would say, and you're like, shut up. Now it's like so many people believe that. The cynicism is there. I just don't think y'all can stop actually watching. You know, I think you want to still hate watch this team. that might be what keeps them relevant for the next couple of years. We go to line four. Jay Stoggs in Grand Prairie. You're in the Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, sir.
I just watched the Iron Claw, so I'm going to kind of do it like that, right? We're going to start off slow. And just the way Tuesday ended for me, they locked me out of a building that I had keys for that morning. And then we get to Jerry Jones. It's very apparent to me that even though I am a DC 4L, or at least I was for the Dallas Cowboys, but Jerry Jones is not for the fans. He's about the Dallas Cowboys brand. This has got to stop at some point. We've got to be better. We've got to want better. And if not, we've got to get out the door.
Thank you. I think you said it well. You got to have some standards as a fan. And when you realize they're not trying to take care of you, they are lining their pockets with hundreds of millions of dollars every year and pretending to give you what you want as far as a contender, I think that is the concept, the idea that can shift it. Because right now the fan base is in a position where they're getting abused. You know, they have zero voice. The team is conning them into believing they're contenders but not taking the final steps to build out the roster. And it's calls like that that make me believe maybe we're close to people saying, you know what, not watching. I've seen enough of this. I've seen this play now literally 30 times. I don't need to watch anymore. And with the team building philosophy that's locked in after that bad of a year to not change, after you're watching all 31 other teams make moves, you haven't been in an NFC title game in 30 years, and you're like, oh, yeah, we're good here. Every other team is going to get back to the NFC or AFC title game before you do again. Are we going to be back here in 30 years? Like, yep, our plan still works. I don't think we are, because I'm hearing so many fans right now that are fed up in a way that in my 15 years of covering the team, I've never heard. And we'll come back, but we have to send the message. Most teams, when they start to suck, the fans stop watching on TV and stop going. And the owner's like, crap, we're about to lose a bunch of money. I need a new GM and a new coach. And the Cowboys have never been forced to do that because of how glorious the first 7 years of their ownership were. Nick in Dallas, line five, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Sound off like you got a pair, Nick.
Boys, I just want to let y'all know, when he said, oh, yeah, we're going to go all in, you're going to be coming. Let me tell you something. That was a lie. You know what a lie? You know what a liar is? He's a thief. That's what Jerry Jones does every year. He steals us, steals our hearts, and he steals everything that we love. I'm tired of this crap, man. But I'll tell you this, man. I ride for the brand, not for Jerry. So I'm going to keep watching, but I won't be going this year.
Okay.
I'm going to not be buying tickets. I'm not going to be buying any of the jerseys or anything like that. I'm going to flip it on every Sunday, get the 12 wins, and then about January 15th, I'm going to be like, I'm ready to get hurt again.
Yeah.
I'm done with this crap. It's ridiculous.
I hear you, Nick. I think that's the path that a lot of fans take. Here forward is you're cynical, you're watching, you can't give it up, you love the brand, you love the Cowboys, and I can't blame you. I don't think I can not watch either.
Yeah, and it's tough because the Cowboys are so giant with the fan base, and they're getting all these national games. You know, it's not like they're just going local on you. I mean, maybe you could try and impact it from a local standpoint where the fans are turning the TV off, but the Cowboys Nation is so giant that it would be tough to put a dent in the ratings, right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
Like they got you by the by the shirt collar here. Like, we're going to get, Cowboys are going to get 5-6 primetime games.
Yeah.
Those games are all going to crush.
Yeah, they are. And, you know, we have, what, 8 million people here in North Texas, over 20 million people statewide. I think that, you know, that could be a factor, but if only 1-2% of people are this fed up that they're thinking about not buying tickets. I mean, even that last guy, Nick in Dallas, was super fed up, still watching on TV.
Still going to watch.
Yeah. Daily DeBird, line 6, you're in the nation, sound off like you got a pair.
There's a reason that I'm an Eagles fan, but a Texas sports fan. And I'll say, go Mavericks, go Stars, and go Rangers. But I want to know what's more illegitimate every single year. Are the draft claims and the free agency promises, or his daughter outside of the team?
Appreciate the call, Daily DeBird. We usually don't let Eagles fans go that long here in the sound off, and I did block out everything that you said out of principle. But
Other than the call. Go Rangers.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to turn your back on the Cowboys, I get that. If you grew up here, or if Jerry said some things that you're like, man, I can't support this anymore, I get it. Why go to the turds, though?
Yeah, go to the Chiefs, dude.
Chiefs.
Like, Texans. If you give me a chance to be a fan free agent,
you're
insane if you go anywhere other than Kansas City right now.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a no doubt about it right there. You know, maybe CJ Stroud in Houston if you want to stay in state.
Yeah, stay in state,
have options.
Yeah.
All right, that's not bad there.
Both are drivable.
Yeah,
very drivable. Joel in Dallas, line 7. You're in the nation. Sound off like you got a pair.
Here's the thing. They've finally done it to me, boys. They've finally done it. I'm taking all the jerseys, all the memorabilia, everything off the wall. I'm going straight red zone. I'm not watching this year. I haven't bought merch in 3 or 4 years. I haven't gone to a game in 3 or 4 years. Apparently, that's not enough. The only thing this Jones family is all in on is the fans' pocketbook, and I'm not putting up with it anymore.
There goes one. Joel in Dallas, I believe we're
finally done.
9 calls in, and there is a guy that I believe is done. We'll have to check in with him in early September.
Gosh, dude, it would be pretty amazing, though, if you could find a way to get a text chain going for one home game week of the Cowboy season. And just nobody show up.
Yeah.
Can we get this text chain rolling?
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll all still probably watch on TV or we'll listen to Brad and Babe, but can we get a text chain rolling? We're not showing up.
Hmm.
Of course we can't, but I like the hypothetical.
Somebody has
to
show up and eat the carving stations. That means you have to be
there. Well, as media members, I think it would still be, we wouldn't be doing our job if we weren't there.
Yeah.
214 says, Ryan Leaf, Tony Banks, Drew Henson, Chad Hutchinson, Vinny Testaverde, Bledsoe, Carter, are we really calling for Dak's head here? This organization is just doing a terrible job post-Aikman as well. I think, like, you look at Burrow in Cincinnati, the right quarterback could fix this too. I know we're very upset at the Joneses, and part of that is them settling for average quarterbacks and not, you know, going with it, what actually wins one, which is quarterbacks on rookie deal or Hall of Famers. So I think you draft a guy, you give him 4 years. If you think, hey, this guy might be special, give him another contract. But this is the point right now with Dak where you got to go. You know, I'm not putting it on Dak, but if the Cowboys are looking at history, you don't win with the 12th best quarterback in the NFL getting paid like the best one. What wins there is, you know, the 12th best quarterback taking a very, very team-friendly deal and managing to build enough up around him. I'm not asking for Dak to take less. Know your value, because somebody will give you that. But quarterbacks in his situation just aren't winning the Super Bowl. And that's not a reflection on the Joneses. That's not a reflection on how they manage the salary cap. That's just a fact, you know. NFL quarterbacks taking more than 12% of the salary cap have never won the Super Bowl. And Dak had a massive cap hit this year, you know. So is that slamming Dak? Maybe that's what it sounds like to you. I'm slamming the Joneses for thinking they're going to be the first team to pull that off, to thread that needle. James in Denver, you're in the G-Bag Nation. Like you got a pair.
Get rid of the guy.
What's up, James?
Hey, guys. I just got 3 things for you. One, I hope you guys stay safe. I know y'all got that weather coming through. I do not miss that from when I used to live there, born and raised there. I've been in Denver for 8 years now. So, again, you guys just be safe. 2, I think every Broncos fan would trade places with us in a heartbeat. First Romo, now Dak. We get close to the finish line. We can't finish. But, man, I take that any day over the quarterback carousel they got going on here. It is laughable. And 3, I don't care what you put around Dak. I think we could build the best roster in the NFL. I just don't think Dak has that clutch gene, and I think you got to find that dude. And once you find that dude, then we'll go the distance. But until then, we're going to have.
Appreciate it, James. In Denver, your call broke up right there at the end. I thought you had a pretty good call. I mean, the Broncos won it in 2014 because they went for it. They said, hey, we'll take D. Ware and Von Miller and the corner. They had two amazing corners. I mean, they loaded up when they saw Peyton Manning was available. And I know it's been a disaster since then. But, you know, if you're willing to go for it and risk, you don't settle for pretty good. You see a Hall of Fame quarterback out there that could put you over the top, and they've been rewarded. And I guarantee you, Broncos fans are still living off the satisfaction of being champions. Like the Cowboys, only the oldest ones can now. Only the top half of the demographic can. And that matters. You know, I'm still feasting off of the Mavs championship from 13 years ago. It still sustains basketball fans here in this area. The Rangers championship will forever make us more proud, exponentially more proud of that baseball team than we ever would have been prior. So you got to go get those Super Bowls. And after you hit two decades, your last one starts to fade from memory as your fan base turns over and gets younger.
CJ Gardner-Johnson returning the Eagles, 3 years, $33 million contract. So he went from Detroit or from Philly to Detroit, now back to the Eagles.
Okay.
How about that?
Getting more stuff done there.
Yep.
3-33 there, CJ Gardner-Johnson. Austin and Barlington, you're in the nation. Sound off like you got a pair.
Man, everyone's taking what I was going to say, but dear Lord, I am 24 years old and I have never seen an ounce of success from this team. The definition of insanity is literally doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result, and that's what they've been doing for obviously longer than I've been alive. So we're never going to see anything different until they do something different, and nothing will change as long as fans keep going. And honestly, fans won't ever stop going. So as Cowboy fans, we're going to have to suck it up until the one day we finally see change.
Have a great one, Austin.
Oh,
nice radio voice, by the way.
That guy sounded older than 24.
Way older. Yeah. Yeah. He sounded like a 40-year-old news
anchor.
That's
what I'm saying. If he just said, I'm 45 years old and I got a great voice.
Sounds like a stressed-out Cowboy fan.
He did.
I've never seen it, man.
He's been chain-smoking since he was 14 watching this team.
Gosh.
It's tough, son.
Hey, it'll age you. We go to Josh in Oklahoma. Sound off like you got a pair.
What's up, fellas? I've got a couple things for you. One, it doesn't matter if, as Cowboy fans, you stop going to games. There are so many fans for other teams that go to AT&T. I've never seen anything like it. I've been to games at Arrowhead and in Denver. You don't see as many away fans as you do at AT&T. Two, I could be sold on the O-line repair if you tell me they're going to move Tyler to the outside, TJ Bassett left guard, and get either the kid from Oregon or the kid from West Virginia. Have a good evening.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your thoughts.
The kid Barton from Duke is pretty good too, sir. So, you know, there's several offensive, several centers you can look at there.
And then our final call, Tony in Fort Worth on line four. Sound off like you got a pair, Tony.
Gentlemen, it has been 30 years of the same story day in, day out, year after year. If we are going to make any kind of difference in this team, it's going to have to hit the Joneses in the pocketbook. We're going to have to find some way to organize and make sure that the first home game at the stadium this year is nothing but the opposing team fans. Make them realize that we are truly sick of it. Y'all have a good evening.
Thank you, Tony. I think easier than getting organized is Jerry Jones losing his fastball with the media. And he has been able to say things that captivate people and get you excited. I think that will ultimately be the final straw for this football team being able to print money without success. When Jerry Jones could no longer do that, and I think we might have already seen that transpire this offseason. Rodeo Ron, the only thing you're all in on is Harry Hines. Derek in Dallas, Jerry Jones is a genius businessman. Roy and Irving, we're all in on relevance. Jay Stoggs, I was DC4L, I was, not anymore. Nick in Dallas is sick, but still watching it on TV. Daily DeBird, he had a pretty good call. He texted in and said he fumbled it.
No, you were good, bro.
I thought it was pretty good execution. You know, you're just an Eagles fan. Joel in Dallas said he's really leaving. James in Denver said be safe in the weather, guys. Austin in Barlington, everybody is taking what I was going to say. And Tony in Fort Worth, same story year in and year out. I got to go rodeo Ron. He's my guy, and I think he had a hell of a call tonight. Chief, how about you?
I think our final caller, Tony there, I think he called in. He was measured. He was calm, but I think he nailed it with let's just have only the road fans, the out-of-town fans showing up to AT&T Stadium, Cowboys Nation staying home for the first home game of the season.
That would be something. It really would. That would be a spectacle and a half, Lucius. What do you say?
Yeah, Rodeo Ron for being hella toxic. What's the dude you said? Everybody's saying what I'm saying.
Yeah. Everybody's taking what I was going to say. That was Austin in Barlington, the guy with the amazing voice.
I like that guy.
Yeah. Brian?
I'm going to go with Tony myself. I liked what he said there at the very, very end.
We got co-champs. Salute to Rodeo Ron and salute to Tony in Fort Worth. Tune in next week, 6 o'clock segments, for your one chance to sound off like you got a pair. Sports Hodgepodge coming up next. Chief, where are you taking us?
More and more NFL signings and trades. And we asked the question, what is something that you slept on for a long time before finally seeing the light next year in the nation?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Hope you're having a nice little Tuesday. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one's been in an accident, contact the Frankels for free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to truckwreck.com. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's sports hodgepodge time. Here's Eric.
All right, we got a lot of football things that are happening in real time here. News and news and news and news.
We lost an edge rusher.
Old Danielle Hunter?
Yeah.
He's signed by the Texans.
Texans.
$48 million guaranteed. Two years, yeah. So $24 million a year, $48 million guaranteed.
Bag City, baby.
Yeah, that dude is, you know how Jared Sandler described Wyatt Langford being impressive from the waist to the knee? Yeah. I would argue Danielle Hunter from the shoulder to the wrist is as impressive as anything I've ever seen.
I've noticed that in the highlights. You're absolutely right.
The vascularity, the definition, the size. It's just
sort of tackling. Yeah. You can see. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It is like it's statuesque there. And the Texans.
No, I hate them.
The Texans are cleaning up right now, dude. Yeah. Texans
Cowboys play the Texans next year.
Play is that at AT&T?
Play them here. Yeah.
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 Looking forward to seeing CJ Stroud, man. Yeah. Got Joe Mixon hanging in his backfield now. And the defense, when you think about Will Anderson and now Danielle Hunter, and then they got our guy Al Shaair, the linebacker yesterday that we wanted the Cowboys to get.
Sure.
All of a sudden, your defense starts packing a punch a little bit. The Texans certainly need a playmaker wide receiver-wise. Like Nico Collins, good player. Tank Dell coming off the injury. Noah Brown, whatever. Dalton Schultz, whatever. They one more wide receiver, which I'm sure they could get in the draft.
They will.
There's a ton of them. So the Texans are in a prime spot right now, man. They're getting, they're absolutely getting it done.
By the way, we did get confirmation earlier in the day that both Jones boys have been working at the Star all week long. They are not on spring break, so this is actually not a mistake. This things are going as exactly as they intend. There's no communication breakdowns. There's no, we can't get a hold of Jer and Steve. There is just, we're here, but this is what we want to do.
Ahoy! No, I one correction there. We know that they're at the Star. We don't know for sure that they're working.
Thank you, Eric.
Just for the record, now we do have a trade. Deontay Johnson, Steelers wide receiver, is now in Carolina with the Panthers. And the Steelers get Dante Jackson, a corner, and they do a little pick swap late in the draft. So Deontay Johnson, I mean, fantasy owners know and respect them some Deontay Johnson.
This is what I like to see, players for players, pick swap, stuff like that.
That's what the Cowboys need to be doing.
That's what you mean. Be creative that way. That's cool. There you go.
Broadus, you mentioned in the previous segment, but Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the defensive back, returning to Filthy after a one-year stint in Detroit. He was in Filthy, then he goes to Detroit. Now he's back to the Eagles. 3 years worth up to $33 million. The Raiders expecting to cut Jimmy Garoppolo tomorrow, so they'll there will be another veteran quarterback out on the market, but. I believe that's some of the main stuff here to catch you up over the last 30 minutes or so of what's gone on. I would say Danielle Hunter being the biggest of those. And salute to the Texans putting – I mean, they have all the cap space. They're in the prime position right now with the quarterback on the rookie contract, and he's a beast. So they're going balls to the wall there, and they're definitely going to have a nice pass rush. That is for sure. Okay, 877-881-1053. What is something that you slept on? And then you've now seen the light on it because it happened to me today with the Honeycrisp apple.
Okay.
Holy crap, dude. I've been different Granny Smith speaker. Guy. I've been sour green apple, I mean, since I can remember. All of a sudden, I'm trying a Honeycrisp apple in a pinch, and I can't get over how delicious the Honeycrisp apple is. Now, I also had this experience, Broadus, thanks to you for this. I've never really thanked you, I don't think, but I think now's as good a time as ever.
For all the vodka drinks we've had together?
Well, I did thank you for that.
You had a vodka drink, you had a soda drink.
My head went the same place.
Honeycrisp apple good is nice, boys. Though. I can't believe you've been going green apple all these years. Aren't they too sour?
I am crazy. And I love that tart. Love that tart apple. Sometimes you mix in a little peanut butter with it.
Oh,
and,
yeah, it's
you
real
know,
good.
It's a good move, but gosh, dang it, that Honeycrisp.
So was the Honeycrisp, was it sturdy? Was it tough? Was it strong?
Yes, man. It had a great crunch.
A little snap.
No, I would say it had a good crunch.
Okay.
I think I think that the Honeycrisp could go toe to toe with any fruit out there. I really do. After what I experienced today, I don't want to be knee jerk. I don't want to be overreaction Monday guy. I just consumed my first one, maybe ever. I can't remember having a Honeycrisp apple. I've been green apple guy my whole life, but the other one, thanks to you, Broadus, Arby's. The only Arby's thing I was doing, I would go up to an Arby's and I would go through the drive-thru and I would say, yes, I want a large curly fry and a chocolate shake.
Right.
That's all I would mess with
doing
there.
Doing it right.
Wow.
All of a sudden, Broadus starts bringing in the
beef and cheddar.
The beef and cheddar.
Fish sandwich.
And the fish sandwich.
Yeah.
Now all of a sudden, I'm like, okay.
Arby's is fantastic, man. Slept on. A lot of slander out here in these streets for Arby's.
And I have to admit to like 27 good years of just railing against
you,
that.
Bro.
Just. I think I called it like white trash at points and all sorts of stuff. Wow. I really went in on Arby's. I was passionate about it, and I am sorry for that.
Now, have you tried the chicken bacon Swiss? Because I think it might be one of the top chicken sandwiches in fast food, but it's just not recognized or discussed.
I'm open to it now. I'm absolutely open to
it. Looks like they've upgraded it with a ciabatta bun recently, if I'm being honest.
Oof. Going ciabatta on that thing?
Oof. Yeah, chicken bacon Swiss.
Okay, chicken bacon Swiss. I'm all about that. I'm going to throw that on the list here because yeah, Arby's has been a pleasant surprise.
First time I had an operation, a surgery on my ankle, I woke up and I was like, man, I need to get out of here and get me a chicken bacon Swiss. It was the first thing on my mind when I woke up. Because, you can't eat pre-surgery.
Dude, oh, yeah. And all of a sudden, you start catching one of those weird, random cravings.
I was like, I need a Coors Light and a chicken bacon Swiss. They're like, sir, you can't drink for 24 hours. I was like, nah, thanks for the advice. I'll see you.
Gosh, I cannot wait to see you tear it up after Lent's over, dude.
Yes,
you're gonna be like one of these fighters who drops weight and then all of a sudden goes crashing into the Little Debbies and then his body is just rejecting everything.
Yeah,
and that's gonna be a sight to behold. I look forward to that.
I cannot wait, man. My energy is good. I kind of feel like I'm on a fast almost at this point into Lent. Because at the very beginning, it's like, okay, I'm not going to eat any sweets. I'm not going to eat any bread for like 40 days. And that's what I eat. So nothing sounds good other than like steak or chicken, which I'll eat that. But I'm damn near in that mode of like being calorie deprived that I feel like I'm getting that fasting type of buzz that they talk about.
Are you eating fruit? Or what's kind
of a little
like,
bit of fruit?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
I like mandarins.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe a couple of those a day. Okay. Some almonds, some cashews, piece of chicken, piece of steak.
I mean, like to satisfy that sweet tooth of yours.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, but the natural sugar, I feel like, is much, much, much better for you than the granulated, you know, whole processed deal.
There is no question about that. Yeah. What it does to your blood sugar is completely different than what a processed sugar food item going into your bloodstream.
I wish I could keep this diet, but just with healthier proportions. You know, like this is the way I feel like as far as feeling good.
But respect to your self-awareness to know that that's not going to happen.
You know, I pull it off for 40 days a year.
You get 40 days a year, and you get dialed in those 40 days, dude. Like, being around you now for the last couple of years, I see how hard in the paint you go.
Thank you.
And this year, I think you've actually, it's worked out, like, aesthetically. Like, you've clearly dropped weight. I can see it. I can probably see 12 down
in just about a month.
Yeah,
it's been happening quickly.
682 says there's nothing like the Australian Naval Orange. I don't know that I've actually had that, but I mean, oranges are absolutely outstanding.
As far as your real traditional major fruit categories, anything out of the orange group is just amazing to me, especially out of the fridge.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The cold, like that cold orange juice is truly, truly outstanding. 469 slept on eggnog, and now they're big lovers of it.
Hey,
is there anything for you guys?
My friend right there.
You guys willing to come clean on anything?
I don't know.
All right.
I found that anything you cook fresh is better than going out and buying it.
Home-cooked meal, restaurant.
I figured out, like, I would rather make bread than go out and buy it. I've got to that point now in my life. And I know it's all the work that you have to do, but the taste and all that, it's just so much better than what I go out and buy. So anything scratch made, I used to like, I can't do that. You can do that.
You're 100%.
You can do it.
I think, for me, I would have to say, man, I guess meme coins on Solana. There's a crypto thing for you. Slept on them for 2 years, got into them about 11 days ago, and the volatility on these things is insane. You're talking about 10,000% moves, way up, 8 hours later, all the way back down to the floor. So if you can time it out right, it's almost like being at a casino and hitting that damn slot machine. It is so freaking fun just to throw like $100 into there and see what can happen, because the volume, all the degenerates in crypto have moved to Solana meme coins, and I've been sleeping on it the entire bear run, but I'm in it now and having a ton of fun.
Gosh,
electrified,
dude.
Saturday night at the Dawson House.
Congratulations. This is how you're spending your Saturday nights.
Yes.
That's how you can really know, like, this is something that you're passionate about. Yeah. Like, this is how I'm spending my Saturday night.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, kids, get to bed.
I got
some trading to do.
Business to attend to here. Then you put the headset on. You're like, all right, bros, I'm back.
Yeah.
972, beer for me was disgusting for years. Now I love it.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste.
I think most
of us just soldier through that first couple hundred beers until we kind of like it.
Yep. Same with coffee, to be quite honest with you. That's how it was for me. Everybody is co-signing on the Honey Crisp apple. Somebody's suggesting to put some ground fresh black pepper on a slice of Honey Crisp. Trust me, says the 214.
I did sleep on coffee for a long time too. I didn't really start drinking that till I was well into my 30s.
See, for me, it was mid 20s, so that was a slept on situation as well.
Being a dad, you know, I slept on that for a long time. I didn't think I wanted to, and then I did. I was like, wow, this is great.
I don't think I slept long enough on that one. Patrick Mahomes will be restructuring his contract to create an additional $21.6 million worth of salary cap space for the Chiefs. So that is news here. And maybe they'll be able to afford L'Jarius Sneed now, their stud corner. But apparently the Titans have emerged as a serious threat to go ahead and be the team that trades for Sneed. So we'll continue to monitor that one. But right now, that's the best football news we got here, fresh off the presses.
Thank you, Chief. A tremendous job once again. We have the Get Right coming up next. We'll see what Reggie and company has for you on a Tuesday night next in the Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. It's time to crosstalk with the Get Right. Reggie and Blake Elliott. Yes, gentlemen, welcome to the big show. How we doing?
Doing all right. I don't think I've ever been welcome to the big show in that way, so I appreciate you doing that.
I appreciate it. The sun's still up.
I know. It's a different vibe in here now,
Chris,
right?
It feels like it's noon. He told me that it does not feel like it's noon based on the sun's alignment. I didn't know any better, but it feels great outside. It's like 75. Great day to do some radio.
Yeah. Right up until Thursday night hits. Right, Lucius, with the weather, I believe we're going to get lambasted with some craziness. So appreciate what we got right now.
Does the weather affect your mood?
Yeah. I've realized over the years, like living in a place like in the Pacific Northwest where it's gray all the time, I could see how you're just kind of like you need the sun a little bit.
When we were doing that Cowboys pregame show, and it was about 38 degrees, and he had no jacket on, and I looked over at my man, and he had on like his serape or some, you know, he had on, I don't know, he had like his. It just wasn't even a
serape. What the hell is that?
What is a serape?
It's like a blanket.
Even Reggie doesn't know.
Not certain.
It was like a High Plains Drifter blanket.
I'm with you.
Yeah,
a snuggie?
Serape.
Snuggie would
have
been
I looked over at him, and literally we were going to break, and he was shaking. I mean, and I was sitting there, and I'm like, man, he's got two more hours of this. We ain't going to make it.
Yeah. Eric, you don't do very well planning wardrobe, do you?
No. Okay. No. I'm glad that you've read that.
With the mismatching socks?
Just all the way around. It seems like just planning what you were going to wear on a given day.
He just picks it up and says, nope, doesn't stink.
I thought about buying him a bunch of socks and purposely separating them and putting them with each different ones.
But you know what he needs?
Just to give them to him.
He needs to just buy socks by giant packs where they all look the same so that it doesn't matter if you match them up. They are still matched. Like, that's what you need.
Do y'all match y'all's socks when you're doing laundry? Do you fold them in together and throw them in a pile, or you just throw the socks out of the dryer?
Let's get my wife on the horn, Lucius. Oh,
that question. He says I outsource that.
No, I always put them together.
Yeah, you fold them in together.
Well, OCD over here. Yeah. Of course you do. I bet you put them together and take them apart and put them together and take them apart. And then on the third time, you're like, okay, they're good now. Go in the drawer.
Again, you're talking to the guy that makes his bed at the hotel.
That's right.
Yeah.
Very orderly, man.
You get in that fresh bed every night, and that's something that I don't experience.
They only did our room one time when we were in Arizona. Did you notice that?
No, I had mine done every single day.
Did you really?
Yeah. I don't know what.
Did you request?
I don't remember requesting.
They just sensed. They were like, ooh, this one.
This we're going to need.
They walked by.
let's keep this one as clean as possible
I think it was one time that they came, but then again, I hang up towels.
They looked at it and they were like, this is done. Somebody's already done this.
Somebody already did it.
I can't walk into a messy room.
They get on their walkie-talkie. Did somebody already clean?
I can't walk into a messy room. I just can't.
Just the help staff just all talking to each other like, wait, who went into 222?
Guys, don't forget to fill out the logs.
Yeah, please.
I walked into a room that was already done. It's wasting time here.
Hey, have you guys done the thing where you've slept on something for a long time and then experienced it and realized, okay, I've seen the light, it's actually great? Because that happened to me with the Honeycrisp apple today. I didn't know if you guys have ever.
Oh, I can take you up another level. The Cosmic Crisp apple is a different level.
Better than the honey?
Solid.
Are you serious? Mm-hmm. All right.
I was thinking of physically sleeping on something, and now I realize you're saying metaphorically as in something that you didn't realize was as good.
In theory, there could be an item that you didn't think would be comfortable to sleep in.
Like, this works.
Yeah.
This is pretty
good.
Like
the airport floor or something.
I probably would have to go with almond milk. I was a whole milk guy my whole life. Almond milk I've been getting on, and it's been game changer.
Shout out to the nut milks.
Absolutely. Nut milk. Almond, nut juice.
Vanilla, sweet.
That makes you uncomfortable.
It's a game changer.
Nut juice is going to, that's wild. Wow.
You slept on the nut juice and then. No long. Now you've seen the light.
I've seen the light.
So, I appreciate your vulnerability.
It's good for you. It's good for your skin out here.
Shame on you for being lazy.
Glow
in your teeth. Anything for you, Reg?
I feel like because I've become such a staunch proponent of it, I feel like I have to just throw this in here. The bidet. I feel like for a long time I wasn't on the bidet life.
Oh, look at Lucius clapping in there.
That's the way it changes your life. It really does. I haven't heard a single person who's been like, "I am now on the bidet and it's okay." Everybody's like, "This is life changing. This is a whole different level."
Do you find yourself just like you couldn't do anything else? Any other? I mean,
obviously you need to get these things done. Like
if you're at the restroom, but if it's different.
I definitely am not happy about it.
You will hold until you get home.
Oh, that's a great question.
I'm not going that far. I'm not experiencing that level of discomfort.
That's why you say strapped with the baby wipes.
I do carry around. But yeah, like I'll go and spend some time with the folks. You know, I'll travel and go spend some time with them, and it's part of my consideration. I'll say that for sure. Like, how long am I staying? Will I be staying? Wow. Because I'm like, they don't have the. Which honestly, I just need to get them the bidet, right? The bidet attachment, and so now I can go there and just be like, hey, this is a thing that's available.
So you can't go on an extended vacation.
It's like a car seat on a baby thing, huh? Right.
In a way.
Send it to your mom and dad.
Yeah,
and install this at the house.
Yeah, have this ready.
Like, it's a gift for you guys, but it's really a gift for yourself.
Which are honestly the best gifts.
The best gifts, dude. Because you know they're going to get used.
That's right.
How difficult is it?
Can I ask a question? Would that be a thoughtful gift if you were to get somebody a bidet? Would that be something like they would go, oh, wow.
No. It depends on the person.
I've never asked for it.
Because it's the thing. Personal hygiene is a tough place to you know, area to be in. Yeah. Because you get someone personal
I'll
hygiene,
give somebody
you,
a
it
golf
feels like
you're
saying something about me.
Yeah.
Say
yeah.
it to my face, right?
Ask you an 8-pack of mouthwash.
Right, exactly. Like, say it to my face then. Wow. Say what you got to say yeah. at that point. You know?
Tried to find the 16, but they only had the 8.
Right, because it's like, here's a bidet. What are you saying? My booty thing?
If I could have got you a lifetime supply, I would
right.
have.
A but, yoga mat, something like that.
Right, exactly. Right. So, but no, I mean... Depending on how you know the person, if they understand your intent, it's a good gift.
Yeah,
good
it's got to be a thoughtful gift, yeah. right?
Okay, from the moment the bidet package arrives to my house, how quickly is it secured on my toilet?
How handy
do I need to call a...
1 to 10, how handy are you?
Solid 3.
Can you use a Phillips screwdriver or a flathead?
I can hit, yes, it? I can do the Phillips or the flat.
I give you an hour and you're okay. living with a cleaner booty.
Yeah, that's a quick install.
I tell you what, yeah. YouTube will minutes. Help you there too, right?
On yeah, absolutely.
Install?
100%.
In your face.
100%.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy, man. Game changer, though.
Oh, the 817 says they have portable bidets. Portable bidets. I need to get on that. And then also, there's some other people that are confirming.
Oh, I don't want to walk around with a portable bidet, though. Everybody know what you're about to do when you walk to the bathroom.
Hey, what that bottle for, my man?
Lucius is
I got
going
a boo-boo.
Lucius is going to fight out there in Vegas. He's got it on his like, pool luggage.
No, but people are co-signing the Cosmic Crisp, so...
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Cosmic Crisp or Cosmic Brownie? You get one for the rest of your life.
Crisp. I subscribe to the theory. That's right. I subscribe to the theory that, like, with certain things, you have a lifetime supply or, like, lifetime number that you can consume. And I feel like I've reached my lifetime supply with ramen. With, like, you know what I mean when I'm saying that.
Yeah. Oh, for
and
sure.
I've reached my lifetime supply with Cosmic Brownies. I really? Love them, but I've just been like, I think I've had enough. I think
okay.
I'm done.
Well, at least you've, you know, at least you've put the work in on
that's
that.
That's right.
The ramen
you know?
One.
I put a lot of work in.
You've put up some numbers.
That's right.
Apparently.
And I'm pretty sure I'm close on corn dogs, too, because that got me through college. Ramen and corn dogs.
Corn dogs are great.
Yeah.
More of an air fry chicken tenders kind of guy. That's got to be through college for sure.
Respect to that.
Yep.
All right, what's coming up on the program tonight, boys?
Apparently, I guess not enough bidet talk or whatever. This is a fantastic crosstalk, gentlemen. I'm glad that you guys helped us with that. During the course of it, we'll ask at 7:20, what do you want to see from the Mavs during this last month of the season? And Blake wants to debut a segment called, I have called it, Blake It or Leave It.
Oh, yep. Bravo, gentlemen.
So that'll be a 10:20
bravo,
this evening.
Bravo, gentlemen. Mm-hmm.
Brian. I didn't even ask you. Is that something that you're okay? You're okay
no,
with that name?
I like it.
Okay, good.
I like what we're doing there.
Okay, so you'll Blake it.
Yep. We got 10 things
you've
to
already got
from.
All of it.
You got to throw 5. You got to keep 5. We'll see what the Tolos and Reggie say.
All right, 7 to 11, the get right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you to Carter Freeman. Thank you to Lucius Alexander, Gavin Dawson, Brian Broaddus, who's got quite a dinner plan tonight. Looking forward to some stories.
With Brad Sham tonight.
Yes, sir. The G-Bag Nation will be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Until then, hugs and hand pounds, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.